You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Goram Park. We've got a 7 race card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Buongiorno.
Fresh from a trip to Italy.
Got to eat you with a buongiorno, haven't I?
Yeah. Good trip? Are you nice and refreshed?
I am, yeah, very much so. Normally you come back absolutely completely out on your feet and because of the travelling and, you know, sleeping and stuff like that, sleeping patterns all over the place. But no, pretty good actually. Done a lot of walking. Probably done the equivalent of a marathon on the way around all the cities and the towns in Italy. But no, stunning place and weather was good, food, wine, yeah, plenty of all that. So, yep, no complaints.
Okay, much more cultured element to the podcast now then, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sat there with a glass of wine.
It's a bit early for a glass of wine, yeah. Sort of lunchtime, I was actually knocking out a few beers, which is unlike me.
All right.
Yeah, but it gets you in the mood.
All right. Well, let's get started.
Waiting Rome and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Couldn't have been more apt, could it?
No.
What did you make of Goram Park tonight, Andy?
Yeah, one or two nice horses running tonight. In particular, the second race. Interesting little lineup between three nice horses that all produced good figures last time out. And, yeah, a couple of tough handicaps, which I wouldn't be overly keen on, but there's enough to get through.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5.50. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders Fund Maiden over 7 furlongs, and Sir Isaac Newton heads the market at 1-2, 4-1 for Valak. Black Wolf Run is 8, 12 for Muffrad, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. We must start with Sir Isaac Newton, Andy. His Derby chances went up in smoke last time. What would you make of him here? Do you think he'll win this and finally get off the mark?
Well, I think the key to this horse now is just to get a win under his belt, isn't it? He's obviously not up to the standard that they thought early on in his career, albeit he's run respectably on his two runs. I mean, the run behind Zorak as a two-year-old obviously reads very well. Zorak's now Derby second favourite, and off that form, he was worth a shot in a... Not obviously, it wasn't necessarily a trial at Chester, but it was a race where he was expected to win and perhaps then go on towards a trial before maybe Derby... exploits beckon, but it wasn't to be, and the likes of Hans Holborn and Kilimanjaro have stepped up to the plate, and he's very much gone down the pecking order. Still, he ran quite well at Chester. I think he got beat by a reasonably useful horse from the Dascombe Yard, but it was a marked disappointment for the Ballydore camp for this horse not to win, and they would be expecting him to win tonight. I'm not going to offer him up at 1-2 because I just don't think he's the kind of horse that... I'll want to be ploughing into it at a very short price. But it's still obviously a betting race to a degree. And I'm going to bet without the favourite here because I'm not absolutely totally convinced by Valak yet. He's run a couple of times. He ran really well behind Derby aspirant Hans Holborn at Leopardstown, which is one of the reasons why he's clear second favourite here tonight. But I thought he was quite disappointing when they dropped him back in trip the other day behind one of Aidan O'Brien's called Cradle Mountain when he faded late on. I actually tipped the winner that day because I wasn't quite convinced with Valak, and neither am I tonight either. And I do think Black Wolf Run is the bet here without the favourite. William Hill haven't opened up this market yet, but I'm sure they will as the day progresses. I'll be looking for around about 3-1 without the jolly, and that would seem a reasonable bet on the basis of his first run in his career. That came behind one of Mickey Halford's at Dundalk in the shape of Tahilian Games. But it was the time of the race, which obviously is the thing that I'm quite keen on. It was quite a good speed figure. They went a good gallop, and this horse stayed on very nicely from the back of the field to be never near a third. So with normal improvement, I'd expect a Black Wolf Run from his inside draw to at least chase home the favourite in the first.
Okay, Black Wolf Run without the favourite in the opener then. The 6.20 is the second race on the card. This is a filly's race over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older that have not won more than one race and have not been placed first, second or third in listed or group company. And Rocco Rojo heads the market at 11-10. 2-1 for Charzina. Your best chance is 3-1. 16s for Countess Constance. And on vocals is the 50-1 outsider. Only 5 of them in the lineup here, Andy, but 3 potentially nice fillies at the top of the betting there.
Yeah, this is probably one of the races of the night, if not the best on the card. Obviously, that's in slight debate with the 720, but a small select field we've got in both races. And this one brings together 3 fillies who are winners of one, as they say, in Ireland. The one of the figures that really does capture my imagination here tonight is this Rocco Rojo, in keeping with the other 3 in the betting. Managed to win first time out, but on a soft surface. So we're all in the dark, really, with regards all 3 of these, whether they'll handle the ground. But I do like the way this horse quickened up at Killarney the other day. It was nibbled out in the market. There was a good market support for Adrian McGuinness's filly on the morning prices, which suggested that one or two people thought this was a nice type. And she duly obliged. But not only did she win in a good time, she won by a wide margin as well, really quickening up smartly in the latter stage. And now she's dropping back down in trip and obviously handles... she's handling quicker terrain tonight, but I've got a feeling that she might well be up to the task. Yes, she is taking on Shazina and Your Best Chance, who both were impressive on their debuts, and I'd certainly respect them. But the figures suggested the one that Rocco Rojo produced down in Killarney should be good enough to win this if she goes in the right direction and she doesn't find the ground too quick. So let's go with Adrian McGuinness's filly to back up that win, and eye-catching one as well on debut in the second race.
The third race on the card is the 6.50. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs and 6-1 the field this morning with Dandy Steps at the top of the market. It's 8-1 from 14s for 6 of hearts. Tom Dooley is 8-1 with Tithonus. 9-1 for Chilly Billy. 9-1 also for Ducky Mallon. 11-1 for Knights Templar, which is a reserve. 12s for Kodiak's Back and 14s or bigger for the others. You mentioned at the top of the piece, Andy, some wide open handicaps. This is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be overly keen on suggesting we get playing this race with any degree of strength. But I'm going to go with Tom Dooley all the same. He's a bit of an in-and-out character and he's often spoilt the party one or two times when he's popped up from left field. And he's done that a couple of times of late at Dundalk, but at least he's shown a reasonable level of consistency in between. Obviously, he comes back on the turf here today, but he has got a bit of form here. At this track, in fact, that was his only turf win that he produced here a couple of years ago, which is on his dance card. He was good the other day in Dundalk when he dropped back to 6 furlongs. I didn't think he was going to be able to cope with, A, the drop back to that distance and the draw, but he overcame both of those 2 negatives to win quite impressively in the end, and hopefully he might be in the same kind of form tonight. I wouldn't be expecting too much from Tom Dooley in the early part of the race because he's often slowly away or he dwells and he's in the rear. But he can come with a really power-packed finish. The time when he did win here, he came from virtually last to first down the middle of the track. So expect him to be late on the scene. Tom Dooley running on strongly at the death. He's 8-1 with William Hill this morning. And he looks a reasonable each way bet at that price.
Each way selection for Andy then in the 6.50. The 7.20 is the fourth race on the card. This is a rated race over a mile for 3-year-olds that are rated 90 or less. Serafelli is the even money favourite. 11-4 for Ringside Humour. 100-30 for Buyer Beware. And 9-1 for Seaforth. 2 debut winners in the shape of Serafelli and Buyer Beware. Andy, you've also got Ringside Humour, who's won a couple of races, including at the course, and Seaforth, who's the maiden in there. So quite an interesting race.
Yeah, I don't think this one is as clear-cut as the market suggests here. I certainly think Serafelli's a nice colt in the making, and Dermot Weld will bring him along in his typical quiet fashion until he thinks he's ready to take on Patton Company. And this is a step forward from his first run. He won here on debut over 7 furlongs, justifying his position in the market. He was workmanlike rather than overly impressive. The race has worked out just okay. Eisenhower, who's fourth, has won since, but the likes of Knock Made Boy and Just Be Lucky, the second, third, have got beaten in maiden subsequently. He's got a rating of 85, which seems okay. I wouldn't say he's spectacularly well handicapped off of that if Dermot was going to go down that route. And this will tell us basically where we are with Zerofele after his first run. But he is, as I said, up against 2 nice horses that's bound to give him plenty to think about. One of them is Ringside Humour. Filly by Tier Filio, who looked as though she was going to go through right the way through the ranks after winning a couple of races early on this season. The wheels have slightly come off, but if you actually analyse her form and her performances, they're not as bad as what the official finishing position suggested. She obviously bumped into the upwardly mobile curvy. Horse that I'm on, been on the right side of a couple of times this season. And that was at Navan. Got beaten fair and square on the day. Was a little bit lucky not to finish closer than fourth in the race that Kirby won next time. Had a handicap, Philly's handicap, on the 17th of May. Was a bit squeezed for room close home. And then was basically had no chance of the day at the Curragh, a run which you can basically write off. She was obviously slowly away from the outside draw, given plenty of chance by Kevin Manning to get into the race. But she turned to the home straight, three furlongs out, with only one horse behind her. And she did really well to finish eighth. But I like the way she went through the line. This smaller field, compacted field, will give her a chance to race a little bit closer to the pace today. And I've got a funny feeling she could upset the favourite here, this Ringside Humour. Still think she's on the way up. I like the way she came home the other day at the Curragh, despite the adversity. And I think her form is just as good, if not better, than the favourite. And at 5-2, she rates a decent bet there.
Okay, Ringside Humour, Franny, in the 7.20. The 7.50 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile. And Laviniad heads the market at 3-1, supported from fours this morning. It's 130 for Senior Cartage. Toccata Blue is 4-1. Six Silver Lane has shortened from 15-2 into 13-2, and then 10-1 and double figure prices for the others. A rare runner over a mile for Willie Mullins at the top of the market there, Andy.
Yeah, it did caught the eye the other day, this mare, finishing quite nicely behind Bobby Jean at the Curragh. In the race that was synonymous with my painter's performance in the hands of Michael Hussey. Back on decent ground tonight, I think she could go quite well, as will Six Silver Lane, no doubt. That horse will run his normal, consistent race. But the two to concentrate on here for me are Sister Cartage from the Jim Bolger stable, Philly by Sea of the Stars, who managed to win in game fashion here on ground, which might have probably just caused one or two palpitations for connections first time out, but she got the job done really well in a very fast time as well. If she can reproduce that run on better ground, which I think she will do, being by Sea of the Stars, I think she's going to go very, very close. But I think the safety net bet here for me at 9-2 we're in here on this morning has to be to go each way onto Carter Blue, a horse that always runs his race most of the time. He's got a reasonable draw here, and he ran really well on debut as well this season at Limerick in a race which has worked out quite well. The winner, I think, is quite a nice horse, the Tommy Stack horse at Salarique. He's also won here at the track as well, a victory that came here last year around about this time when he quickened up smartly in the latter stages to win quite in workmanlike fashion. Fast ground is very much in his favour. And with the Gerlines team continuing to go well, I'd expect Toccata Blue at least to run his race and to get in the frame for us anyway at 9-2.
Okay, each way bet for Andy then in the 7.50. The 8.20 is the penultimate race on the card. This is another handicap. This one's over the extended mile and one furlong. And Elusive Gent was 8-1, now 5-1 at the top of the market. Naughty But Nice open at 12s and is now 6-1 second favourite. 13-2 for Bomber Jackson, 15-2 for Pontificate, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. There is a non-runner here as well, number 9. Fainleyog doesn't go. Again, Andy, an open handicap. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Pontificate here, Mark. He's yet to win in seven starts, but there was plenty to take out of his performance last time out from a bad draw at Killarney on ground, which arguably was just on the soft side for him. This better ground should suit. But it was a good performance. He chased down Jackie Ellis, who had the luxury of finishing his race off down the middle of the track, which virtually every winner did that night at Killarney. But the fact that he was ahead of the in-form Rockview Emperor and one or two others who got decent form going into that race, such as Dragon Khan, suggested that he could run quite well again here tonight. It would be a little bit of a kind of like a race where I'm not massively keen on putting one forward strongly. You know, the likes of Bomber Jackson, he's sure to run his race. And also keeping on Zealous Dream as well. She saves all her best form for this track, and she might have just needed the run first time out. But Pontificate at 15-2 with William Hill. I won't say that's generous, but that's the way I'd probably operate in the penultimate race.
The final race on the card is the 8.50. We finish with a median auction Filly's Maiden. It's over a mile and one furlong. And Ashira is the 6-4 market leader, the Dermot Weld newcomer. Rivers of Babylon has the benefit of experience and has been back from 9-4 into 2-1. 5-1 for Renea. Seal Etoile is 10-1 with Wishing Well, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, well, obviously, Ashira is the one that punters are scared of this morning, being put in quite a shortest price, anticipating a good run from this filly by Oratorio. And the way that Dermot Weld's horse has been running in maidens, particularly in these Cullens, the market's usually got it right, so it could be folly for us to maybe oppose this horse. But I do think Rivers of Babylon, certainly what she's done so far in her career, and of late suggest that at least she might be able to give the filly of Dermot Wells a race. I thought she bumped into a very nice horse at Chester, a horse called Vibe Queen from the John Gosden stable, who had the benefit of an eye-catching run first time up at Newbury. And she could end up being pattern class. Ground was obviously on the soft side that day, might have just stretched her as well. But back on a decent surface, if you look back at her last two runs when she's had similar ground conditions, she chased them together forever at this track last year. And she also was third in a race where Kissed by Angels was second in, who, of course, went on to win next time out and took part in the Irish 1000 Guineas. So she's been, dining at the very top table. She's got a good draw. She should hold a position going into the first corner. And, she's going to be there or thereabouts as they turn into the home straight. So Ashira is certainly going to have to be on the mettle to win this. Might well be up to the task, but I'm going to go with the form and go with Rivers of Babylon.
Fantastic. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
We'll do, yeah. I'm going to bet without the favourite in the first and go with the other Derek Smith-owned horse, Black Wolf Run. My best bet on the card would be Rocco Rojo, who produced a very fast time at Killarney on debut. Let's hope that she can handle the faster conditions and the drop-back in trip. Tom Dooley at 8-1 looks a reasonable each-way bet in the 650. I think Ringside Humour's run a good deal better than a form figure suggests in her last two starts, so I'm going to go with her to topple Zerifelli in the 720. Takata Blue, sure to run his race at a track where he's already won before. In the 820, I'll go with Pontificate, who chased home a horse who had the benefit of the track position at Killarney the other day. And in the final race, all eyes will be on Ashira, no doubt. But I'll go with the form with Rivers of Babylon. That good run last time out at Chester. Hopefully will be enhanced here with a good performance in the final race.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy going on this evening.
Will do. Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.